Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. Everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, a good morning if you're on the West Coast or wherever you are in the world today. Thank you for tuning in to Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I have a special broadcast today, and I am here with Carrie Maroney of the Women's Well in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. And we are going to talk about a really fantastic event that they have going on tomorrow. And so I know that this is sort of a last-minute show put together quickly, and I didn't give you guys a lot of notice, but I know that there are already people out there listening because I see you on the switchboard and see you in the chat room. So thank you so much for being here. And I'm not going to take callers the first half of the show. I may extend the show a little bit later. I'll sort of let you know at the midway point and see what we're going to do with that there. So as you all know, my name is Cynthia Fontaine, and I am the Rhode Island psychic medium. You know, if you are listening to the show for the first time, thank you for tuning in and welcome. And I'll tell you a little bit about my very special guest today, Carrie Maroney. And Carrie is a licensed massage therapist with advanced training in oncology massage therapy. She brings this holistic treatment to the community and with lots of tender, loving care and special support. And she also works with Sandra Urban Lynch, who does restorative yoga. And tomorrow, they're doing a really special event. So I'd like to welcome Carrie to the show.
Thank you, Cynthia.
You're welcome, Carrie. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me into your beautiful space.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And I love having you here. So tell us a little bit about what's happening at the Women's Well, where you're located, how long you've been there, and this event that's happening tomorrow.
Okay, sure. So the Women's Well is a holistic center that offers holistic therapies to men, women, and children in the community. We have an array of services from body work, holistic fitness, yoga, massage therapy, reflexology, to holistic and spiritual counseling. We have shiatsu therapy, tons and tons of different things, which you can find on our website at thewomenswell.com if you want some more information on that. Mm-hmm. We also we do a lot with couples, supporting relationship mm-hmm. with couples counseling, teaching couples how to give massage to bring a deeper sense of love into relationships. Mm-hmm. And we specialize in women's care, helping women to care for themselves and their families holistically.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer an array of workshops. We have a beautiful, we call it the womb space upstairs, where it really nurtures and invites anybody in the community. We all have an authentic gift to give to the whole. So this space really supports and nurtures each of our gifts to be able to give and receive and grow. And then the intention of the Women's Well is to also build and midwife a charity for to bring holistic care to oncology patients.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is really what this event is about this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so important in life, when life is just being life, to take mm-hmm. good care of yourself and to nurture yourself, especially as a woman,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we take care of so many other people and
mm-hmm.
nurture. And if, oftentimes what happens is we don't really nurture ourselves or know how to do that. And when the body is in a compromised situation, such as having cancer, mm-hmm. it's so much more important. And this event is a fundraiser to support the community going, any woman, is it women or men or children that you accept into this?
It's anybody in the community.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, our nurse practitioner, she's actually worked as an oncology nurse practitioner for over 30 years,
mm-hmm.
Sandy Urban Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to be there with us this weekend, offering a yin yoga class at 4:00.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be the one holding the space for the restorative yoga class that we're going to be offering weekly at no charge for anybody that's been affected by cancer
mm-hmm.
At the Women's Well. And this event is really to bring the community together, to just gather in love and support,
mm-hmm.
to bring awareness and raise money to prepare ourselves in this class for everything that we need to offer this class to oncology patients in the community or people that are moving through to support those moving through their cancer journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself will be assisting her in this class just to kind of support the needs of each individual. And I'll be giving some energy healing through the class and just kind of, you know, being there as support, really.
Right.
So that is really what the event this weekend is all about. And anything, you know, any additional support that we do receive will go directly to support holistic care for oncology patients. And we're actually in the process of creating the 501c3 for this charity.
Okay, great. So, but if people wanted to help now and donate, could they?
Absolutely.
And how would they do that?
You know, I haven't really really set anything up yet, but people could certainly call directly if they were wanting any more information about the charity and about what the you know, the intention is within that, and if they're wanting to give. They can certainly give us a call. Our number is 835-LOVE, which is 5683. And I'm happy to, you know, share any information. And there will eventually be something on the website where folks can just go and donate to this cause.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And that's a 401 area code, correct?
Yes.
Because we have listeners that listen from all over the world.
Oh, wow.
From Australia and Scotland to Canada and California. So even though the event is in Rhode Island, you know, if someone has a connection or to cancer and would like to make a donation to support those who are going through that now, I just want to let them know, you know, that it's area code 401, and the number again is 401-835.
Yep, 5683.
Right.
And our mailing address is also right there on the website at thewomenswell.com. It's 934 East Main Road in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, 02871.
So if you know, if you're interested and you feel the calling to donate to this cause, please contact Carrie. You know, it's a great, I think it's a great thing, because what happens so often, especially with cancer, is, you know, you're in the hospital environment and there's not a lot of nurturing that goes on. And it really takes a combination of holistic, I believe, and allopathic medicine to really heal.
Yes.
You know, getting support is really, really key, I feel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the hospitals are just so wonderful at really treating the effects of dis-ease.
Right.
And dealing with the symptoms and with, you know, this different types of holistic modalities are all really whole within themselves, and they work on really integrating and digesting and moving through the root cause of disease with the physical aspects, the emotional aspects, the mental and the spiritual. So it's really a whole person approach, and it's very integrative. So it is definitely important to integrate the allopathic medicine with holistic care. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, I agree, because, you know, when we look at disease as a whole, you know, environmental factors are often the whole. Toxins in the environment, toxins in our food, but it's not the whole picture. And I believe, and this is just my theory, but it is also the theory of many people out there, you know, Louise Hay and Dr. Joe Dispenza and lots of people at the top of this field right now out there believe that disease comes from inside, from a thinking state.
Right.
And from loss of energy.
Right.
And when we treat the body as a whole and start restoring some of what we've lost, it helps, I believe, helps the process of healing, whatever healing is for any individual.
Absolutely.
And and this goes not only for people who are ill, but, you know, pre-illness. If you start working on yourself as a whole and integrating restorative therapies, counseling, things like that, then, you know, hopefully you never get to the point of illness. But if you are at that point, this is something that can really help. it can really help. And so tell us a little bit about how the oncology massage training that you have, how this can help people. Because even though maybe some of our listeners can't participate locally, I really feel that education is key. So this could help someone, say, you know, in California, find a practitioner possibly who has some of the training or skills, or maybe just even open them up to the idea that this might be a therapy that they want to look at. So how would this help somebody who's going through a cancer treatment?
Okay. So I want to be really clear that there is currently no certification in oncology massage. There are amazing, amazing teachers out there. I trained with Tracy Walton, who is just absolutely a brilliant woman who is just very informed about oncology care, massage therapy, how the body works. So I've done some training with her. I've done a lot of research on my own. I worked for the hospital here, an oncology program, so I have had a lot of experience there. So it was believed not too long ago that massage therapy could actually spread cancer, so it was contraindicated for a long time, and that is, they found to be untrue. And the idea behind that thinking was that the increase in blood flow, if there was cancer in the blood, would stimulate that flow and therefore spread the cancer. So they found that's just simply not true. But there are things that are contraindicated. Every person is unique. Every body is different. So it's important to find a practitioner that does their own study and homework and asks a lot of questions to find out exactly where you are in the process, your history, how you've received your treatments, the effect it has on your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual experience. And it's just really, I'm not sure that there's a network of oncology massage therapists at this time, but I think really to just find somebody that you're comfortable with,
right,
that listens to you and that hears you, hears where you are, hears what your needs are.
Right.
I think we're kind of moving through the times where, you know, you go to a practitioner or a doctor to be healed, and it's really co-created process. It's a relationship and you're working with somebody. So to really find somebody that hears you and includes you in your healing process, because really they're just supporting you to your own inner wisdom. And massage therapy is just really a beautiful healing modality that, in my experience, like you were saying, Cynthia, these diseases can manifest over time of when there's an energy blockage or when we hold beliefs mentally that are not true, that maybe we attach to along our way or in our society, or emotional things that maybe have had an effect on us since as far back as infancy or childhood, or, you know, if one believes in past lives or any of that, we can hold on to those things for so long, and sometimes we're not even conscious that it's affecting our experience.
Right.
So to massage therapy, and I think yoga and movement practice and all these things, counseling, they all just serve to support moving through and integrating these experiences so we can essentially release them, and they're part of our experience, but they don't define who we are.
Right.
So with massage, it really supports physically and energetically releasing those things that we somatically store in our bodies through, you know, these mental things, these psychological things. And they support the release, and we just feel so much more open and so much more free within our own bodies. And with oncology specifically, there's many different depending on the treatments chosen and the, you know, whether allopathic or holistic, they're all going to have a different effect on the body. So it that really all comes into play to consider on how the massage would really, the massage offered to someone would really be profoundly affected by, you know, the treatments that they've received up until that point. So right. It's important to sort of, you know, find somebody that you feel really comfortable with that is just really transparent in receiving, you know, your experience, somebody that you feel comfortable in sharing yourself with, right. And that can really listen and support you to, you know, create a pathway to healing, but also, you know, it's a very intimate thing. So, you know, you're moving through trauma. It can be very emotional, and that's perfectly normal. So, mm-hmm. I would say to find somebody that is really educated and that really listens to you and is really open to hear your experience and how it has affected you and what your intention is for seeking out massage or
right. Yeah, I think that's so very important. You know, and to really the whole part of it, to find a practitioner who really listens and understands, and a practitioner who is very thorough in their intake, because just like one example with energy work, if someone has a heart condition and you're doing a chakra balance, if you do a traditional chakra balance, you could actually cause them to have a heart attack.
Mm.
So it's really important to find a practitioner who does a full intake, who asks medical questions, and it's really important that as the client that you're open about any medical conditions that you have and everything that's going on. So those are, you know, some really important things to think about when you're looking for a practitioner. And the intimacy and how it feels, because massage is very intimate and we don't have enough intimacy in our lives and even enough physical contact, most of us.
Mm.
You know, there was a study in Germany many, many years ago where they took a number of babies and they split the group in half. I don't know if you're familiar with this study. And one half of the babies, this was in an orphanage, one half of the babies were just fed and changed their diapers and things like that with no other physical contact. And the other half of the babies were held and rocked and, you know, fed and diapered and everything. And with the group of the babies that were not nurtured and touched and held, most of the babies died.
Mm.
And that just shows how important touch really is to us as humans. And we really don't get enough of it, whether you're, you know, your body is well, and especially when your body isn't well, when you have things going on in your body and your system's compromised. And so, you know, I'd really like everybody to think about that in your life. And if you haven't had massage therapy before, I highly recommend it. The first time I ever went for a massage was, oh my gosh, over 20 years ago. And I remember my former husband gave me a gift certificate to this all-day spa. And the expiration date was coming up and I didn't want to use it because I was afraid of massage. Mm-hmm. I didn't want somebody touching my body that I didn't know. And I thought about, oh my God, I have to be with this person with my clothes off. And it turned out to be the most amazing, life-changing event for me that I could have never expected or anticipated.
Mm.
And thinking back to that now, I actually think that that was sort of my introduction into holistic medicine.
Oh, wow.
And then I started, you know, looking at other things as well. And it's funny because I never really thought about that until just speaking about it right now. Yeah. And,
you know, I had a, thank you for sharing that, Cynthia. I had a, you know, a, a different perception of what massage was before taking a massage therapy training. And my intention for taking the training, I sort of just thought I was passing through just to be able to kind of ground the energy healing that I was doing. And I just ended up falling in love with massage. And it is when you're, you know, there, I think there is a fear there for a lot of people that haven't had massage before. You know, there's this perception that we have in our culture of massage kind of being, and every person, every therapist is very different, but there's a lot of things attached to it that simply aren't true. And when I took the program, I just fell in love with the art of massage. And in my experience, it was sort of like, it was a dance. And in my practice, people started, I noticed, coming to me, woman after woman after woman, that it was almost like, you know, every woman brought her own story, danced her own, you know, had her own wisdom, you know, her body held her own dance. And it was just like this unfolding of every person of this beautiful dance, which was so different, mm-hmm. person after person after person. And this idea, I actually, in witnessing that, because as a therapist, any therapist, but for me as a massage therapist, it's sort of like that hollow bone concept. It's you know, I'm just a vessel for this divine healing. And it is a very sacred space that is held. So any fear in that space is really kind of, you know, is gently supported.
Right.
And I began taking this idea into my own practice of fitness and yoga and began integrating this movement meditation that I was receiving from my massages, which is actually was the birth of intuitive flow mm-hmm. movement. Mm-hmm. And it's a class that really integrates the essence of yoga, dance, holistic fitness, and self-massage and sacred feminine embodiment. And it's just a beautiful flow that really, it's very grounding, mm-hmm. But it really kind of supports each one of us. There's no, there's a structure to kind of ground us in our physical bodies, but mm-hmm. then there's sort of a flow there where each person, there's space for you to kind of move with your own flow and to kind of find your own flow, because mm-hmm. I think collectively we've become disconnected from that. And I'm not speaking individually, but collectively.
Right.
And I think the thing that keeps coming to me is gentleness. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're so hard on ourselves, especially as women.
Absolutely.
These days. I mean, we're taught this image of, you know, perfection and, mm-hmm. you know, who, you know, it's, I think a lot of us have stuff sort of attached to that, and we're hard on our bodies. You know, we're hard on our bodies. A lot of us, you know, beat ourselves up, and including myself, you know, and I think this is, this work really supports us to just love ourselves, love our bodies, love our journey, love our minds, love our path, and our spiritual journey as well. And, I think that these gatherings that we can bring the community together really supports it as well. And I actually, on my way here, I walked here and I saw this beautiful symbol in nature that I think really is really reflective of this event that we're offering this weekend. And it was this beautiful, big, beautiful tree right on the side of the road. And there was like a big hole in
that
the tree.
That looks like a heart.
And it looks like a heart. Yeah. And it's like, it's a wound. It's a wound of the tree. And somebody planted flowers in that wound.
Yeah.
And I think that to me reflects where we are in humanity.
Yeah.
You know, we have this big wound, and the only way it's going to be healed is if we come together and love each other and support each other and plant seeds to grow new beliefs, new ideas that really nurture the truth in our hearts. And all of these holistic modalities, to me, really support that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and they're all just different ways to getting to the same heart-centeredness, you know? And, you know, there's a commercial, I don't know if you're old enough to remember it, but...
I don't watch much TV.
Well, this was years ago. I don't watch TV either anymore, but it was this commercial. I can't remember if it was for shampoo or perfume or something, but it was, you could bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and, you know, still basically, it was a song that went along with it. I'm trying to remember how it went now, but it was basically this woman that, you know, had a family, went out into the workforce, came home in her suit and her business attire and cooked dinner and took care of the family and did everything. But yet, where was she taking care of herself? You know, where did she take the time to take care of herself? Because self-nurturing is so important, and massage therapy is one way to really help with that and facilitate self-nurturing and taking care of yourself.
Absolutely. I have a dear friend who's a doctor of acupuncture, and she would tell me, I think she summed it up beautifully, because I do feel, you know, that's the story of the modern woman. Mm-hmm. You know, we have so many things to take care of. A woman's work is really never done. And she said to me, you know, as a woman, you are delicious, and everybody is going to want your energy. So you have to be sure to take care of yourself so your well is full.
Right.
And, you know, I really find that to be true. If I don't take care of myself, you know, if I don't get up really before the world, it's like everybody needs something, and it can be very draining because things go at such a fast pace.
Right.
So when we just slow down, you know, we don't want to block, you know, giving from our well, but we have to keep our well full to be able to give in abundance.
Right.
So it is important, and everybody is different, how people connect to themselves and, you know, divine spirit or whatever name you have, love, God, you know, however you relate to that. Everybody connects differently. Everybody connects differently to themselves, and everybody, we're all in a different place. So things are going to be different for all of us, and it's important to really do whatever you need to do to keep you centered in your own intuition. So, you know, you can, those things are clear. Those things are clear for you along your path, because it does, things are so fast paced. It does get cloudy. It does get treacherous, you know, so it's important for us to do what we need to do for us, for ourselves to take care of that, and to stay clear and to stay full and, you know, just healthy and centered.
Yeah, and I think the disconnect comes in when we're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, when we're disconnected from what we need and taking care of ourselves. And that's when you get run down and you get tired. And, you know, when you're in a healthy state, that's difficult. But especially when you're in a compromised health, then it's even so much more important to take care of yourself and to reconnect with your spirit and your divine connection and, you know, who you really are. I love what your acupuncture friend said.
I know, it's beautiful.
That is beautiful. Can you say that again? Where do you ever hear this?
Have you
ever heard this in your life?
From women that are doing this for themselves every day, I think.
Yeah. But it's beautiful.
Yes, her words were, I can remember them so clear. She said, as a woman, you are delicious, and everybody is going to want your energy. So it is important, it is essential, really, for you to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I find that when I do this, when I do the things that are important to me, they're in alignment with my spiritual beliefs, that nurture my body physically, that keep me clear mentally, and that are attentive to, you know, because as a woman, our emotions really guide us to our inner wisdom.
Absolutely.
So when I'm taking care of myself in this holistic way, I have so much more to give to my partner, to my family, to the people that I serve through my practice, so to the community, to be able to do these events, you know. So you really do have the energy to do all of the things that are important to you.
And so for the people who are thinking, I don't have time to go for a massage, or I don't have time to go to yoga class, this is the answer. This is the key, I believe.
And I think if above all, if you don't have time, because, I mean, people are so busy that, I mean, society has us, you know, chasing ourselves around in circles. So I think if you have young kids, if you, there's a lot of great moms that are, you know, on YouTube that, you know, post things that you can do with your children as a yoga practice that you, you know, and then you're teaching them self-care, you're teaching them independence. So there's ways that you can, and as women, you're all so creative. So you can, it take, you know, you just have to take the time for yourself. Find a rhythm of taking time for yourself on a daily basis, whether you start off, you know, 5 minutes of just breathing with your child or, you know, whatever you have going on. If you have parents that you're caring for, you can, you know, creatively integrate whatever's going on in your life to do this. I mean, if you, you have time for yourself, great. But I think the key is to just make the time for yourself to start to really honor your needs and just create space for it, and then your life shifts and then you go from there. I mean, it's, we don't have to get attached. I think I know for myself, I've seen it in a lot of people as well. You know, this idea that, you know, it has to be like a, you know, when the decision is made, you have to make this. And it's like, no, you there's freedom to shift and to move. And, you know, you find ways to do it. I think it's just important to make the self-commitment.
Right.
You know, whether it's a yoga class, whether it's 5 minutes to breathe or whatever it is, you don't need anybody to guide you how to move your body or how to breathe. You already know how to do all of this. These classes and these teachers in these areas can be really supportive and, you know, essential for most of us, but you know exactly what your body needs in every moment. And these things just remind you of that.
Right. And I like what you said about, you know, especially people who have young children out there, whether you're a mom or a dad, because we have male listeners as well. To incorporate it into your family, and or whether if you're caring for loved ones, for parents or so forth. Many years ago, my mom had cancer. I introduced her to breathing therapy and to color light therapy and as well, and crystals as well. And I was scared first to sort of share that with her because I didn't know how she would react to it. And she loved it. And so part of our visits became where we would do breathing meditation together. And it helped her so much when she was going through, you know, her journey, and especially when her pain levels were so high. And even when the medical community was having trouble controlling her pain levels, the breathing meditations helped. And it was, I can't explain how it works, but I know that it does.
Right.
You know, I know that it creates endorphins in your body and releases serotonin and all kinds of, you know, the good hormones that we need. You know, which touch also does, it gives us, and it creates those feel-good hormones. You know, like when you get a hug from somebody you really love, how good that feels.
Right.
And we just don't get enough of that. We really don't. So, you know, I encourage everybody, if you're feeling apprehensive, you know, oh, my kids, or you know, how will they do this or like this? Kids love this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're so open to it. And I really feel like it's our part of our commitment or part of our responsibility to teach our kids
absolutely
how to take care of themselves, how to be good to themselves and nurture themselves, because we're coming into a whole new world and we're part of creating this evolution into this age of Aquarius, as people like to call it, and this transformation into the divine love. And as the Dalai Lama says, that the women are going to change the world, and I believe that. And the woman, the female vibration, not just the individual female, but men as well are included in that, because we all have a divine feminine within. And it doesn't make a guy any less masculine, but tapping into that can be so freeing for people.
Absolutely. And I think that, that was so beautifully said. And that is sort of the essence of what the Women's Well is really about, is really supporting. There's been a suppression in the divine feminine for so long, and now it's actually women have really healed that over time within ourselves, and it's really men in our society that are still really they're not manly if they express their emotions, or if they, if they are super nurturing, or, that men are still sort of forced in our society to suppress the feminine aspects of their own being. And that has on our men too. And the Women's Well, is a space for healing that as well. And I think one of the most beautiful spaces that we can heal that is in relationship.
Absolutely.
In relationship with our partner. And, it's with all of this going on, men, anytime we suppress any part of ourselves, we're not able to experience the fullness of ourselves. So men aren't really given the space to be everything that they are in our society. So I think what you said, Cynthia, is really essential in this healing process collectively, that, we give space to our men to be, to heal as well.
Right. Yeah. And I love that you incorporate men into your program and do a lot with relationships, because I totally agree that, that's really where the real work is done.
Yeah.
We can go to a million classes, we can do all kinds of therapies, but until we work those things that we've learned in a relationship, then they're never really, the transformation never really completely happens. So I totally agree with that. And, how many times did our kids, or maybe their dads here growing up, oh, boys don't cry,
right?
Have a stiff upper lip. You can't have that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important for us as women to allow our men to feel safe with their emotions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about the things that you have going on tomorrow. I know you have a whole day planned of really fantastic classes. And this is called the Love Fest, and it is a holistic care for cancer support. And it begins at 10 o'clock tomorrow and ends at 5.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about the things that you're offering tomorrow.
Sure. So we will have a day of movement, yoga, and sound that are more like a class format. And then also downstairs, we will have holistic therapies. We'll have reflexology, hypnotherapy, and massage and body work. Mm-hmm. And for classes, at 10 o'clock, we have intuitive flow. 11:30, we have a slow vinyasa flow. At 1 o'clock, we have gentle restorative yoga. At 2:30, we have a beautiful sound journey that will be outside. And at 4 o'clock, we have yin yoga, and that is with Sandy, that will be holding the space for this free oncology yoga class. Mm-hmm. And there will be a minimal fee for the services received, and all of the proceeds will go to prepare the class and for holistic care for cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that it's such a beautiful thing that you're creating with this, because, you know, we all know that life in 2015 is expensive.
Yeah.
When you don't have a medical condition going on, and when you have a medical challenge and have those extra bills added on, it can really, really be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you're offering this as support to cancer patients as a free service is just a beautiful and lovely thing. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. And I bow to you for that, mm-hmm. you know, because there's not enough support out there, and it's so difficult for people to make ends meet, especially when you're going through something like cancer, because insurance never covers the bills.
Right.
And you'll always have, you know, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars in bills to pay for. So if there's, you know, any way that people would like to support this cause, really, it's dear to my heart, and because I've had many family members and loved ones go through the cancer process, and I know personally how difficult it is sharing that experience with them. You know, get to this event if you can, if you're in the Rhode Island or Massachusetts area or even Connecticut. It's not that far of a drive. You know, even Maine is only a short bit away, or New Hampshire. It's some parts of New Hampshire only an hour and a half away. So come on down to the Love Fest in Portsmouth, Rhode Island at, I know it's at East Main Road. Oh, 934 East Main Road in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, 02871. And you all have Google Maps or GPS or whatever, or your iPhone. So there's no excuse for missing it.
And I think if the Women's Well doesn't come up on GPS, you can Google GPS the Green Grocer. That's a very well-known spot. We're right next door to the Green Grocer.
Right.
And Cynthia, I also want to invite anybody, because we're very well networked with other charities that are doing a lot of amazing things to support oncology, holistic care and oncology in our communities and outside of the communities as well. So if anybody is needing any support, please, I invite you to give us a call. You know, if we can help you here, we can guide you to somebody else that may be able to offer you the support that you need. So if you're a patient or if you know somebody or a caregiver, I welcome you to give us a call if there's anything that we can do to support you. And that's what we're here for. So
right. And I know we've talked basically, you know, focused today on the event for tomorrow and the Love Fest and the oncology aspect of it. But I just want to, you know, include for people who maybe have other health challenges going on that, you know, these holistic modalities can be so helpful in many ways, beneficially, mentally, and also to support your physical body as well, and even increase, you know, your immunity and so forth. Because, again, massage creates those feel-good endorphins in your body, and when you have more of those feel-good endorphins, your whole system functions better.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just want to encourage everybody out there, whether you're ill or you're caring for, especially if you're caring for someone too, really make a point to take care of yourself and nurture yourself.
Yeah, thank you for that, Cynthia. I do want to be clear that our services are for anybody and everybody. I think it's important these are ways to take care of ourselves so we can stay healthy.
Right.
You know, so, and it's even, you know, from the healthiest person to, you know, somebody that's really ill. I mean, all the services that we offer are supportive for anybody and everybody.
Right.
It's just that the focus for our charity
right.
is for cancer specifically because it is just pandemic
right.
at this time.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that we are doing to just support that. So, but our services through the Women's Well are open to anybody, and
right.
this charity is specifically for oncology patients to offer holistic care, and then this event supporting that as well, and is going to prepare our yoga class to be offered free to the community,
right.
and caregivers are welcome. Anybody that has been affected by cancer will be a very nurturing class.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's really a beautiful thing. And so, you know, I would like to encourage people to support the Women's Well in any way that they can, because not only are you supporting the Women's Well, but you're supporting yourself. And it's going to take a lot of us collectively to really make the shift into the divine feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're nurturing and taking care of ourselves, and we're delicious in our bodies and in our lives, we can do that so much more easily than when we're feeling depleted.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's all this talk about the divine feminine and all of this, and I think it's important to remember the divine masculine and the marriage of the divine masculine and feminine within the self. And that's important to keep in balance as well in our, you know, the way we care for ourselves and our work and our families and all of this. So to be mindful of that too. And there's so many amazing things going on all over the world, and they're really bringing community together. And this is just one event. And, you know, I think these things are all really nurturing the idea that, you know, we are all, we're a community. There's mm-hmm. no one person leading another. This man I had a conversation with yesterday, he coordinates a leadership program at CCRI, the Community College of Rhode Island.
Uh-huh.
And he put it so beautifully, making a reference to nature and how when birds flock together, there's no one bird that leads the pack of birds. They all commune together,
right.
and they all move together, and they all support each other, and that's how they communicate. And it's very subtle. They listen to nature, they listen to their environment, they listen to each other, and it's all a communication. And I think, you know, all of these things, when we can gather the community together mm-hmm. to support causes like this, mm-hmm. you know, and there's so many different amazing things that are going on. So getting involved in the community that way, I think, really brings us back to what is important
right.
life. And I think in those moments, when those are the moments where we heal,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we're, you know, it's like when the shamans used to heal, such a big part of that was being seen in community and healing with the community. So I think, you know, all these things sort of bring us together in this relationship,
yeah.
in this energy. So, you know, any little thing that you can do with your family, you know, to kind of give back in events like this or causes like this are just healing within themselves.
Yeah, yeah. So beautifully said. And I really love the analogy with the birds, because when you watch a flock of birds, there'll be one that is leading the flock, but then they'll shift and all of a sudden
yeah.
another bird will take over the lead.
Yeah.
And they all move in harmony. And, you know, here in the Northeast, we have this amazing flight of the sparrows in the fall. And when you watch them, they seamlessly shift from one direction mm-hmm. to another.
Mm-hmm.
The whole flock just flows and shifts. And it sort of makes me, you know, think about your intuitive flow.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Really tuning into the subtleties
right.
that we tend to overlook in this fast-paced nature of our society. And when we tune into things, and these are just different ways to do so, you know, yoga, intuitive flow, massage, breathing, just really tuning into our breath, there are ways that we can tap in to the subtleties of our own bodies, our own breath, the nature, and being in tune with those things really shifts our experience individually and collectively. Mm-hmm. And I want to reference, that was Carlo Berger from CCRI. He's a shiatsu practitioner, and he runs the leadership program there. It's actually on their website. There's a class coming up in August, and it's kind of really gathering allopathic practitioners and holistic practitioners and talking about how can we come together and be part of the communication in what is important, what do we value, and how does that shape our community, how does that shape our education system, how does that shape our healthcare system.
Right.
So there is a leadership program. I think the application process is on the CCRI website, but that's coming up in August. And, you know, it's all you know, all in alignment with all this. So I just wanted to put that out there as well.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's great. And I'm glad that you did that. So the CCRI, for listeners who don't know, is Community College of Rhode Island. And that obviously is in Rhode Island. And there are several different locations of the college. So if you just go on their website, I'm sure you can find the event. And I like the fact that they're bringing the allopathic and the holistic medicine together, because, again, coming back to what we were talking about earlier, being that really taking care of yourself is about taking care of the whole self. Mm-hmm. And allopathic medicine is just one aspect of the whole self. And the holistic, bringing that together, makes it whole, brings us back to whole, and helps us become reconnected with ourselves and with the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the disconnect that we lose so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to start to reconnect with yourself. And if you're already reconnected with yourself and you're doing great things out in the world, I want to thank everyone out there who's doing that. If you're a yoga teacher or if you're a holistic practitioner, you know, keep up doing the great work and take care of yourself while you're doing the great work as mm-hmm. well. As well. So again, the event tomorrow is the Love Fest. We're almost out of time. And that is at the Women's Well in Portsmouth, Rhode Island at 934 East Main Road. Again, Portsmouth, Rhode Island, 02871. The event starts at 10 and is till 5 o'clock. So come on by and take a class. Have some reflexology or massage or hypnotherapy, and just really give yourself the opportunity to be cared for and take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And you can, when you take care of yourself, you have more to give to others. And again, if you'd like to support the cause that there is a Women's Well with oncology, cancer, with the free yoga classes, you can contact the Women's Well directly at 401-835-5683. Their website is thewomenswell.com.
90.
And you can email at, the email address is love@thewomenswell.com. So I'd like to thank Carrie so much for coming today. I've had a really amazing and wonderful time with you, and I love all the little bit that, you know, you offered. It just feels so good.
Thank you so much for having me. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful to spend the time with you and with all these beautiful listeners and community as well. Thank you.
We do have a really wonderful community. And
we sure do.
They're so, you know, our Blog Talk listeners are so supportive of each other. It's really a nice community here on the radio as well. And so I want to just acknowledge all you listeners out there for taking the time out of your day to tune in, whether you're live or listen to the replay. And remember, you can find me when I'm off Blog Talk on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, CYNTHFONTAINE. You can also follow me on Twitter and find me on Facebook. So like my page, and I post lots of stuff. You'll really enjoy it and get a lot out of it. So thank you all so much. We're out of time. I love you all. Have a great weekend.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will feel
that
great.
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.